You take the bed, kiddo. You're the one that has to show what you've got on the ball when we pull into the city. It don't matter where I sleep. Sam lay very still on his back, looking as if the breath of life had departed from him, except that it was audible in the ripe snore that could be chased without waking him, Roy had discovered, if you hissed scat. Roy decided not to wake Sam, and left. He returned to the vacant club car and sat there with a magazine on his knee. The train had begun to slow down, then stopped. The desolate station gave up a single passenger, a girl in a black dress, who, despite the morning chill, waited with a coat over her arm and two suitcases and a zippered golf bag at her feet. Hatless, too, her hair a froth of dark curls, she held by a loose cord a shiny black hat box, which she wouldn't let Eddie touch when he gathered up her things. Her face was striking, a little drawn and pale, and when she stepped up onto the train, her nylon legs made Roy's pulses dance.